Thanks for tuning in to Farmer Theologian, a podcast designed to help you build deeply rooted practical theology. Let's get to work.
All right, friends, welcome to a new episode of Farmer Theologian. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for your response on the last episode. As you know, from hearing this podcast, my idea here, or the kind of tagline of this podcast, is deeply rooted practical theology. And I can think of very few things more practical than thinking through how to apply the text of scripture, what we're learning, to walk in a faithful practice and practical holiness. And so very encouraged by the feedback on that episode. And I pray that it will continue, as I pray that that study will continue to produce fruit in my own life. I pray that it will for you as well, my dear listener. Today, we're going to have a bit of a different type of episode. Part of the reason for this podcast is to give an outlet to things that are on my mind that wouldn't be appropriate for a sermon. Not that they're inappropriate or ungodly or those kind of things, but there's a lot of things that I think on and that I dwell on, and sometimes I can think long on that I don't want accidentally kind of leaking their way into a sermon where they're not, you know, fit for that particular sermon. And so a lot of times I'll use this podcast just on things that are on my mind, thinking, get it out, get it recorded, send it out, so that it helps me kind of, in a way, clear my mind to be able to focus more on what I'm studying and those kind of things. And so it's as much a ministry for me and for focus as it is for you. And so I pray that it's helpful to you. But this is one of those days where I have a lot of different things on my mind, and I'm going to get through some of those. And really, I'm going to look at two basic things. I've been thinking a lot about reading, and I have a pretty intense reading load right now for different things. And so I've been thinking through, what's the strategy for reading? What are the benefits? How do I prioritize different things? How do I read broadly? And so I want to share some of my thoughts of that with you by looking through what I'm reading. So I'll talk about a lot of books today, a lot of things that I'm reading, and it's not necessarily a recommendation of everything, though I'll give you my thoughts on those things, but really hoping to kind of tell you how to think about reading, or encourage you with how to think about reading and reading through some different categories. And then the second kind of big section of today's podcast, I'm going to give you some podcast recommendations. I know that podcasts are beginning to have an increased influence in the Christian world. And so I want to give you some recommendations of things that you can listen to that will hopefully be edifying to you. So first, let's jump into the section. I'm titling kind of this segment or section, What I'm Reading. I think through reading in a lot of different categories. Some of these are kind of impelled upon me, or I'm compelled to read in these categories because of assignments or ministry tasks or things like that. But I usually do think about reading in terms of categories. I'm often reading through 5, 6, 7 books at a time. If you count the commentaries, I'm reading for sermon prep. I'm reading through lots of those. And so I'm usually reading through a lot of different books at a time, but I think along categories so that I can help grow in discernment and grow in just kind of my understanding of things. It's a way of seeking wisdom. And so I want to give you some ideas that will hopefully spur your thinking. I'm going to talk about specific books, as I mentioned, but not so much a list of book recommendations, so much as I would encourage you to think through these categories and how can you, which ones fit in your life? How can you apply this to your life? And so I would encourage you to just read broadly and read more than one thing at once so that you're getting an exposure to a lot of different things. And so here's kind of how I think through things. One category that I think through with reading is reading for leisure, things that just really are for relaxing, entertainment somewhat, but really just kind of a productive way to engage the mind and relax at the same time. And so always have something that I'm reading that's not connected to some ministry assignment, not connected to some school assignment, anything like that, but it's just for leisure. And currently what I'm doing with that is I'm working through presidential biographies in order. I first heard of this idea, I think, on an episode of Jeopardy. A contestant mentioned that he had read through the presidential biographies in order, and it was a really interesting way to look at history where you get some overlap in each presidential person as you're reading through them, but you get different perspectives on the history as they go through. And so I'm doing that. I'm currently on John Tyler, and I'm reading the Oliver Perry Chitwood biography on John Tyler. He's kind of the accidental president, or the president without a party. I think it's really fascinating kind of how he became president and all those things, how he defied his own party in some good ways and some bad ways. So I've really been interested in that. And it's been one of the better presidential biographies that I've read, even though he's not one of the more prominent historical figures that we often think about. So I've been really interested in that. And that's kind of my reading for leisure. It doesn't really apply. I think maybe once or twice I've used things I've learned from these presidential biographies to encourage others or as an illustration for something, but pretty rarely, if ever. Those who attend my church will know I use illustrations pretty rarely, if ever. I've done that before, but mostly it's just to stimulate my mind, just to think through things and get a bit of leisure. So I'd encourage you, what are you reading that's just for leisure, just to relax a little bit? Second big category that I read through, which is germane to my job, I read a lot for sermons, mostly commentaries, also some systematic and biblical theologies. So currently I'm reading a lot of different commentaries on Colossians and Exodus, preaching through Colossians in the morning services at our church, Exodus in the evenings. So I'm reading many different commentaries right now as I'm working through that. Just a couple of pages, a couple of chapters a week, depending on how big the section of text is that I'm dealing with for that particular sermon. That's a big portion of my reading is reading through those commentaries. Third, I'm reading through something with my wife. I found this really helpful in all ministry in general. This year, my wife and I are working through a couple of books together or plan to work through a couple of books. We're only working through one right now. But just reading something where we read in between the time that we talk about it, and then we usually talk about it. My wife and I try to make a habit of having what we call coffee dates first thing in the morning. Before the kids get up, we are shameless coffee snobs. So I'll make a good cup of coffee. We'll sit in our bed usually and talk about various things. And then every so often when we've both completed a chapter of a book, we'll talk through that chapter of a book. Just gives us something to guide our thinking and to talk about that's outside of whatever the pressing issue is, driven by the schedule or driven by ministry commands. It's just something for the two of us. So currently we're reading through the book called Gospel Treason by Brad Bigney. That was recommended to me by Seymour Heligar of the Pastor Soapbox. If you're not already listening to the Pastor Soapbox podcast, you should sign up for that one, listen to that one. He's a great brother. He recommended this book. It is a great book. It's been very personally challenging. It deals with idols of the heart, how to examine yourself for idols of the heart, and how to deal with those. We're about halfway through this book. It's been very, very encouraging and challenging so far. So that's what we're reading. That's kind of my way of also ministering to my wife specifically. I'm not reading this book with anybody else. I'm not using it for ministry at the moment, though I can clearly see how it will be helpful in ministry. But it's just something to read with my wife, prioritize ministering to her. So again, that's Brad Bigney, Gospel Treason. Is there something that you are reading with your spouse that is helping you to grow together, grow in discernment together, helping you if you're a husband, shepherd your wife, helping you if you're a wife, learn from your husband and learn how to embrace him as the spiritual leader in your home? If not, I'd recommend you consider that. Consider picking out a book and working through it together, where it's just you two together. Reading with your spouse, always a good thing. Similarly to that, the next category that I have is I have a book that I'm currently reading with my two oldest boys who are 13 and 11. Love those boys. They're getting to be young men. And so, of course, we are reading Thoughts for Young Men by J.C. Ryle. Love this book. Excellent book. It really is thoughts for Christians, but it's particularly targeted in the application that young men. It would be good for every Christian to read, I think, but particularly for young men or for fathers with young men. And so that's what I'm reading through with my boys. Pretty similar to my wife. Whenever we've all completed a chapter, we set aside some time, talk about that, talk about the applications of it. Really, really enjoying going through that process with my two older boys. In fact, I'd appreciate you, dear listener, praying for them as we go through that process, that the Lord would use it to produce fruit in their lives. Next category, similar in format, I am reading through a book with our elders. So our elders at our church, Grace Community Baptist Church in Elgin, Texas, we get together every week for a time of prayer. And we're rotating through, praying through our directory. We pray through pressing issues for the church. But as a part of that meeting, we're always reading a book together. We read a chapter a week, and we spend probably the first 10 minutes of that prayer meeting just discussing highlights from that chapter. What it is a way for us to learn to think together, learn to reason together, learn to think through critically things that we're reading as a group, as a plurality, without it being something necessary for the moment. So it's something outside of the normal demands of ministry and the time-sensitive demands of ministry, where we could just learn to think together and to reason together as a plurality. So it's been a great exercise for us as we go through that. Currently, we're reading the book God's Battle Plan for the Mind by David Saxton. It's a book on the Puritan practice of meditation. It has been a very helpful, very practical book. It's really amazing because it's dealing with Puritan thought and Puritan teaching, but it doesn't feel like the difficult read that normally Puritan books, because we live in a different time, different use of language, often Puritan books feel like heavy lifting as you read through them. And this book, while it covers Puritan thoughts, it has tons of quotes from the Puritans, it doesn't feel like you're doing heavy lifting. It feels very practical, very useful, and very helpful. I would highly encourage you, if you've not already read God's Battle Plan for the Mind, I would pick up a copy of that and get to it. It's a great book. The next big category of how I'm reading is reading for classes. I recently began doctoral studies at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Actually, just began 2 days ago as this episode airs officially, and so I'm reading a lot for that, mostly in this first class on productivity and research habits. So two particular books that have stood out from the list is How to Read a Book by Mortimer Adler. This book's been recommended to me since college. People have kept recommending it to me, but it was never required for a class, and I just never made time for it, unfortunately. And as soon as it was required for this class, I obviously picked it up and read it, and immediately wished I had read it all the times it was recommended to me. If you are doing any kind of research, any kind of broad reading where you want to grow in knowledge and synthesize things, that is an incredible book to help you along in that process. Again, it's called How to Read a Book by Mortimer Adler. I'm sure you've had it recommended to you before if you are in research or in higher education of any kind. The other book that has kind of stood out from this series is Deep Work by Cal Newport. It's actually the second time I've read that book. I read it a couple years ago. It's a book on productivity. It's written from a secular point of view, so even though it's very good, you obviously have to read as a Christian with your, what my friend Reagan Rose calls, discerno goggles. In fact, I think I heard him use that phrase, discerno goggles, with reference to this very book in recommending it. So I'm just passing on the love from Reagan Rose and the Redeeming Productivity podcast, another one you should listen to if you haven't picked it up. But yeah, Deep Work by Cal Newport. It's a really good book on focus, on those kind of things. It may or may not have contributed highly to my decision to delete my personal Twitter account and to stop interacting so much on social media and giving social media so much of my attention. It's a really good book to help with productivity. All right, so that's categories that I'm reading right now. I have reading for class, reading with my fellow elders, reading with my sons, reading with my wife, reading for sermons or ministry, and of course, reading for leisure. Let me encourage you, develop a plan, develop a set of categories for yourself that will be helpful to you. Some things obviously will be necessary. I need to read for sermons because there are no Monday sermons. So I have to every week read a certain amount in study for sermons. I also have to read for classes. And so that is a necessary thing. Those things are imposed upon me. So there will be some categories in your life where reading is imposed, most likely. But also pick some categories that will just be helpful to you. And I want to encourage you, think through sort of your spheres of influence, your spouse, your children, those that you serve in the local church. Think through how to read in such a way that will help and encourage those relationships, and will be an opportunity for you to work through resources with people in a way that serves the desire to spur one another on to love and good deeds. My biggest piece of advice to you would be read a lot, grow in discernment, read broadly, spend way more time reading a book than looking at a screen. And yes, I am in favor of digital or not digital books. I'm in favor of paper books, avoiding digital books, because that's just so quick to be able to switch to other digital distractions on those things. So let me encourage you, read broadly, read a lot, grow in discernment, and that will be a help for you as you grow in wisdom and grow in your ability to honor the Lord and to faithfully serve Him. So that is what I'm reading. All right, one more kind of section, and this one will be a little bit quicker as we think through just kind of things that are on my mind, and that is podcast recommendations. As obviously, I run a podcast, somewhat, you know, I'm not the greatest podcaster, but I do my best to encourage people with this podcast. And I jumped on here for a number of reasons. One of them being I see how great an influence it seems podcasts are growing in the Christian world. More and more people are listening to podcasts more often. There's a lot of people. Everybody has a podcast. I think there's even a podcast out there I saw called Your Mom Has a Podcast. There's a lot of podcasts. And so there's a lot of material out there. With everything web-based, there's a great opportunity for using it for the glory of the Lord and growing in holiness, growing in your ability to serve the Lord. And also there's a lot of junk out there and a lot of potential dangers to avoid. So I'm going to help you with that by giving you some podcast recommendations. I have four of them today. I'm not really going in a particular order. I did think categorically about these as well. These are not the only podcasts I listen to, but they're just ones that stood out to me, were on my mind as I was writing out show notes today. So the first is the Just Thinking podcast. You've probably heard me mention this podcast a lot of times on this podcast. You've heard me mention Just Thinking largely because I give a nod to Daryl Harrison and his calling of the New American Standard 95 edition, the non-Arminian Standard Bible. I think that's funny. I have a great respect for him. So that's my way of just giving a nod to him. But their podcast is incredible. It deals with cultural apologetics, looking at cultural issues from a biblical worldview. These are two smart brothers. They do a lot of work. Their podcasts are long form, so definitely be prepared to spend a little time. They have a phrase on there. They turn pages, meaning they go through a lot of scripture. They go through a lot of references in their podcast. Well, they also turn the little hand on the clock. I think every podcast lately has been well over an hour. The latest couple have been around the 3-hour mark. So definitely a long form podcast, but well worth your time. Favorite episodes on the Just Thinking podcast for me personally, episode 120 on indwelling sin in believers and the related episode. In fact, I would encourage you to listen to this one first. Episode 118, A Biblical Response to Perfectionism. I was incredibly encouraged by those two episodes. They kind of work together. So I'd encourage you to listen to 118 first, A Biblical Response to Perfectionism, and then episode 120, Indwelling Sin in a Believers, or in Believers. Both really great episodes with practical helps on how to think through sin and the believer's battle with sin. So again, that podcast, it's called the Just Thinking Podcast. Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker would highly recommend that podcast. Second podcast is that I would recommend is called The World and Everything in It. This is put on by World Magazine and World News Global. Again, it's called The World and Everything in It. It's news from an evangelical perspective. Now, it's kind of a little more broad tint evangelical when I say that. And so there will definitely be some things there that you want to pop on those discerno goggles, as it were, in dealing with those things. But what I really like about the podcast is they kind of have a set rotation of topics they go through, so they don't get locked in on one topic, one hobby horse topic for a long time. And second, there's just not a lot of outrage. They do a very good job of not being like most news outlets right now with just the constant outrage. And so I really appreciate just kind of the even keel, just the facts kind of approach, but still from a Christian worldview. So again, that podcast is called The World and Everything in It. It comes out Monday through Friday. It's about a 30-minute podcast usually. It's really good for just kind of keeping up with the news, helping you stay informed, but not feeling inundated and not feeling that kind of constant outrage machine that you get on most newscasts. Again, that's The World and Everything in It. A third podcast that I would recommend is the Bible Sojourner podcast with Peter Gaiman. Peter Gaiman and I went to seminary together. We actually worked in the trenches together at overnight campus safety at the Master's College. Yes, it was called the Master's College back then, not the Master's University as it is now. But we worked there overnight security during seminary. So I have a great brotherly affection for him, and his podcast is tremendous. He covers various theological topics. He's got his doctorate now. He's a professor at Shepherd's Theological Seminary. So he's a very deep, careful thinker, and so he covers a broad range of theological topics, and he covers them really well in depth. He tries to keep it, it looks like, around an hour or less each time. And so that's about the time commitment you're looking at. But I would highly recommend his podcast. To give you a couple episodes to listen to, his episode number 162 on self-discipline and the Christian is probably my favorite. And a lot of that has to do with Peter is probably the most self-disciplined person I know. So who better to talk to you and to teach you about that topic than someone who's actually living it out. So again, that's episode 162 on self-discipline in the Christian. And then I recommend three more episodes from his podcast, episode 129, 160, and 161. Those are all interviews with Matt Waymire. And that's just putting two of my favorite people together. Peter and Matt, Dr. Gaiman and Dr. Waymire are two of, I think, the best Christian thinkers today, and they think through things carefully. They explain them thoroughly, but not in a way that it just seems like it's going over the head. They don't sound ivory tower academic. They have a real love for the church and for the people of God, understanding the topics they deal with. And so I definitely recommend those three episodes. Again, that's 129, 160, and 161 on the Bible Sojourner podcast with Peter Gaiman. One more. Actually, I'll throw in a bonus here. I listen to a lot of sermon podcasts. And so just to give you a rundown, sermon podcast I would recommend is The Word Unleashed with Tom Pennington. I would go to The Word Unleashed, the pulpit one, which gives you the full sermons. The Grace to You pulpit, or The Grace to You sermon podcast. And you could get The Grace to You podcast, which will be the radio episodes. But if you go to The Grace to You sermon podcast, it gives you the whole sermons each week that John MacArthur has preached. I listen to the Canyon Bible Church of Prescott podcast. Again, that's Canyon Bible Church of Prescott, their sermon podcast each week. That's Andrew Gutierrez. He's currently preaching through Isaiah. Really appreciate that podcast as well. So those are the kind of sermon podcasts I listen to. I listen to a few more of them. Those are the ones that just popped in my mind right now. I think listening to sermons, it's always a good idea, always helpful. One more just general podcast to recommend to you before we close, and that is the Truth Be Known podcast. This is hosted by Nate Jolly and Eki Big Guns Tech Sapornchai. Love these brothers. I went to seminary with Eki, have gotten to know Nate more recently. They deal with various topics and try their best to examine them biblically, and I think do a really good job. I think if anything, they could grow a little bit in discernment of who they invite on, because they invite a certain farmer theologian on there probably too often. I've been on their last two episodes and have thoroughly enjoyed participating with that, and also working towards partnership with them and a few other pastors in Truth Be Known Ministries, which will have a little broader approach than just a podcast. But their podcast, the Truth Be Known podcast, is one I listen to regularly and would recommend to you. All right, so the four main podcasts. I know I threw in the sermon podcast is bonus, but the four main podcasts, again, that I'm recommending are the Just Thinking podcast, Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker, The World and Everything in It, put out by World News, the Bible Sojourner podcast with Peter Gaiman, and the Truth Be Known podcast with Nathaniel Jolly and Eki Big Guns Tech Sapornchai. Download those podcasts, listen to them, and I am sure you will be blessed. Well, that is it for today's episode of Farmer Theologian. Thank you so much for tuning in. Pray this podcast encourages you and gives you some things to think about, and hopefully will help you look at some of these tools and grow in discernment as we all continue to build deeply rooted practical theology. One more thing as we close, friends. If this episode has been an encouragement to you and you want to support Farmer Theologian, let me encourage you to do two things. The first is pray for me. I know that I cannot do this on my own strength, so I would greatly appreciate your prayers. And the second thing is share this with a friend. If this episode encouraged you, blessed you, given you things to think about that have pressed you on to love and good deeds, then please do share this with a friend. And then come back next time for the next episode, Farmer Theologian.